President Biden is halfway around the world. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Air Force One is wheels down in South Korea.
He's starting a six-day trip that will also take the president to Japan. The administration keeping a close eye on North Korea for yet another missile or possibly a nuclear test while he is in Asia.
The president lands as soaring gas prices here at home hit a new daily record high. It comes as the House voted Thursday to pass the Democrats' bill to combat price gouging, yet members of the president's own cabinet want to place the blame for high gas prices on Russia.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. That record gas price today, $4.59 per gallon for regular, up a fraction from yesterday, according to AAA. Republicans blame Biden energy policy and his regulations. While on the trip, the president will sign the $40 billion in weapons and aid to Ukraine. The Senate joined the House approving yesterday.
This funding will make an immediate and substantial difference in Ukraine's fight.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, but Ukrainians have just about lost the battle for Mariupol.
With Russia in control of the battered and scorched but strategically important city, Russia claims that more than 1,700 Ukrainian fighters who've been holed up in that massive Azovstal steel plant have surrendered this week. A few of the fighters with the Azov regiment remain in the plant, even indicated that they will continue to fight. Those who have surrendered have either been hospitalized or taken to a prison colony in the Russian-controlled section of the Donbass region.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. There's news on abortion rights in two states as we await an expected Supreme Court ruling that may overturn the decision that legalized abortion rights. Oklahoma lawmakers approved a bill the Republican governor is expected to sign that would
prohibit abortions in all cases, except if the mother's life is in danger or if the pregnancy is due to rape or incest that has been reported to police.
Fox's Gernal Scott. In Kentucky, a federal judge blocked a law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy until the Supreme Court's ruling is released. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Right before President Biden took off for Asia, he hosted the leaders of Finland and Sweden at the White House, supporting their bids to join NATO.
New members joining NATO is not a threat to any nation. It never has been.
All 30 NATO nations have to approve expanding the military alliance. So far, only Turkey objects, so the U.S. expects it will ultimately agree to let Finland and Sweden join. NATO defense leaders gathered in Brussels with a close eye on Ukraine still being attacked by Russia near NATO territory.
U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters is NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, as well as the commander of the U.S. European Command.
For the last 84 days, our focus is to support so that Ukraine can prevail.
Walter says NATO unity is as great as it has ever been, and that NATO has now assembled 42,000 troops, 120 jets, and 20 ships that are all prepared to support Ukraine and are ready to respond if need be.
What we're very concerned about is Ukraine being able to achieve their sovereignty and their independent state.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising as markets also move higher overseas. Following yet another losing day, the Dow fell 236 points. In the NBA playoffs,
all evened up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hero has some room.
Can't get it to go. Puts it to running start. Ahead to Tatum. Tatum throws it down.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Jason Tatum with the transition dunk. Part of a team-high 27 points as the Boston Celtics bury the Miami Heat 127-102 Thursday to tie the Eastern Finals up at one game apiece. Marcus Smart and Al Horford making their returns for Boston after sitting out the series opener. Smart would finish with a double-double, 24 points and 12 assists, while the Celtics shot an impressive 50% from three-point range. Game 3 coming up Saturday in Boston. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NHL playoffs, Tampa Bay beat Florida, St. Louis topped Colorado. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.